Yesterday morning, I had the occasion for a wedding up at Marty Leonard. Beautiful chapel right there, just on behind Central Market. Very high vaulting ceiling. And in the readings that this particular couple chose, it's no surprise, Genesis and then the Gospel, where it says that a man shall leave his father and mother, cling to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And it struck me at that point that, and especially with this particular couple, I mean, couples really can instruct you by the way they have conducted themselves in their relationship leading up to their marriage. And this particular couple had a long, 14-year engagement, not engagement, but they knew each other a long time. And it was very clear that they realized that the easy part of their relationship was the one flesh part of it. That's the easy part. And it bears itself out in our experience within our culture today, because that part, that piece of the relationship between man and woman today is ubiquitous outside of marriage. And if it was hard, I don't think everyone would be doing it. But the fact is, it's happening all over the place. This is something, it's very common, very common. Even in high school or even in grade school sometimes, the age keeps going down lower and lower. So that part of the whole picture is pretty easy. And I'm quite certain that if anyone has experienced that casual approach to that relationship, I don't think it takes a preacher to tell you that you know you've cheated love when you go casual with that. Because love is hard. But where does it get hard? Well, it gets hard when you start to address interior unity. Ah, there we go. Okay, that's when it gets awkward. And we've all been there. We've all experienced that awkward moment in a relationship with another person where it might be we hit a difference between us. And you just kind of, the conversation's going along, all of a sudden you hit a difference and it's like, screeches to a halt. Okay, now what do we do? That becomes the question, right? How do you negotiate conflict, difference? Today, cancel it. Just cancel it. Write them out of your life. Don't pay attention to them. And see, the thing is that when we identify love with the easiest part of it, which is the coming together of two bodies, and then be casual about that and split the next day, what we're doing is we're going into bondage to the periphery of our life and closing the door to the interior dimensions of our life. That's what's happening, because we become in bondage to the periphery, the outer dimensions of the relationship, to such a degree that the doorway to the interior becomes closed off to us. And it took a savior to open that doorway once again, to make the interior life not only possible, but fruitful. And there's the challenge. That's the mountain no one wants to climb today. It's too hard. That's why people don't want to get married. I don't want to get married. That interior unity that we work for, that's hard work. Intimacy is hard work. And I'll tell you, one of the probably biggest obstacles to that is intimacy is into me see. Oh, I don't want that. I don't want you to know me. You may not accept me. And so we put up the camouflage. That's just what we do. Adam and Eve, what did they do once they ate the forbidden fruit? They hid in the bushes. And God has been looking for us and searching out for us, and he's calling each one of us by name. Where are you? Where are you? Come out. I love you. And that's what we all need. We need to know we are loved, warts and all. There's a freedom in that that only God can give. But with Christ, we can give that to one another too. And that becomes one of the great challenges. That's the mountain no one wants to climb. Let's go the easy route, more casual. I don't want to commit. You might get to know me, and you may not like what you see. Well, see, when Jesus ascended into the heavens are a spiritual reality. We don't see them. We don't see them. They're spiritual. And in the Bible, that which is spiritual is most interior. So while it looks like Jesus is taking off from this world and going way up there and like leaving us all behind, what in fact is actually happening is he's becoming more present to us by going to the heavens. He's becoming more present to us on the inside. And he knows us through and through. I've never been able to track this down, but there was actually someone in Texas back in the 90s that got this. They understood this about Christ, that he knows us through and through, and he's on the inside. He's on the inside. And he actually took God to court because he wanted him out of his interior life and his realm of privacy. So the Constitution guarantees his right to privacy. This man in Texas actually came before a Texas judge and said, I want to get God out of my life. He got it because he's there. He's there. And I thank God it was a Texas judge because the judge just laughed at him and said, God doesn't obey our laws. You can't tell him to get out of there. And it's true. But what does that mean to say that he's there? Well, if I'm in bondage to the periphery of my life, I don't meet him there because I never get to the interior. A lot of times, I think when we start negotiating, traveling the interior life, it might be the time when you start to feel like, oh, I'm not so sure I want to be here. Because maybe you don't quite measure up to the idea you thought you had of yourself, especially when you start meeting the challenges in life, like raising children. Wow, talk about pressing boundaries. That's what kids, by definition, what do? Press the boundaries. That's what they do. That's, by definition, what a child does. And you get challenged on the inside. Well, is there a love powerful enough to still convince you you're loved even though you have those places in your life that need to grow, need to be healed, need some attention, need some love? And I'm here to tell you that the ascension of Christ into heaven is the assurance that you are always loved from the inside. We need to meet him there. We need to meet him there. That's where we need to meet him, because then we have the courage to begin to scale that mountain of intimacy with others without fear, because there is a love that's unfailing, even if, not even if, but really when the love of another man or woman falls short in my life. Because it's bound to happen. That's one of our weaknesses, is love. we limp. But I'd rather limp along the way of salvation than run along the way of perdition. And that's what we do. We limp along the way of salvation, and it's okay. And Jesus comes to try to encourage us. He doesn't come to wag his finger at you, to shame you. That's what we do to one another. We do that to one another. We shame each other for our weaknesses and faults. We try to position so we get up on top of someone and know all about them so we can then have the power over them. That's what we do. Christ doesn't do that. He comes to love us. He comes to build us up. He comes to refresh us from the inside, and then we go back into life ready to go at it again. That's what it's all about. It's a revival from the inside, and we stay the course of our discipleship, and we keep getting up, and we attempt to love again, even though it might mean, and probably will mean, you're going to get hurt. We get up again, and we have at it again. And that's what we do. And Christ is faithful. He makes that not only possible, but even fruitful. And so today, I think, keep in mind something about the ascension. And I think this is really the message of good news today. It does appear as though when he ascends up into the heavens, he's going away from us. But keep in mind where he's going. He's going to the hub, control central, which is heaven. Purely spiritual. And what is most spiritual is most interior. So when he ascends, he's actually coming to you now from your core of the interior life, rendering the interior life not only possible, but real. The veil has been opened. The cherubim blocking the way to the tree of life in the Garden of Eden have been taken away, and the road is open to begin to scale Mount Zion and the challenges of what it takes for us to continue to live with each other and foster the virtues that bring us together instead of the messy hiding games we do to tear each other apart. So today, Jesus isn't going further away from you. He's actually drawing closer to you. In fact, he's drawing closer to you than you are even to yourself. And he's inviting you into that interior journey.